Welcome to the Total Security Podcast Series, brought to you by Bitdefender, the creator of one of the industry's fastest and most effective lines of internationally certified security software. Joining me today is Catalin Kasoy, Senior Anti-Spam Researcher for Bitdefender. Hi, Catalin. Thanks for taking some time to talk to me today about how Conficker has evolved throughout the year.
As always, thanks for having me.
Now, Conficker has been talked about in the media for a little over a year now, and it's like the never-ending e-threat. Can you tell us how Conficker started?
Conficker first appeared in November 2008, and it is a network worm that takes advantage of vulnerabilities in Microsoft Windows to spread. The worm by itself does not produce any damage, or at least it didn't produce any so far, but it has continued to spread and compromise computers around the globe. There are currently five existing variants of Conficker, each version having its own characteristics.
How are computers being infected by Conficker?
Well, a computer can get infected in three possible ways. First of all, if it's not patched with the latest security updates and not protected by a security solution. If the administrator account on the attack system has a weak password, and basically our data indicates that most users do use weak passwords. And of course, if the computer has the autoplay feature enabled, which by the way, it is not an easy task to disable this functionality, and an infected map to a removable disk is attached.
What kind of damage has Conficker already done?
To start off, Conficker's purpose is to spread and compromise as many machines as possible, and this has been achieved by use of vulnerability in Microsoft Windows RPC service, described in the Microsoft Security Bulletin MS-07067. The flaw is accountable for allowing an attacker to remotely execute code onto an unprotected machine. Early 2009 estimations confirmed Conficker's success in spreading. By the end of the first quarter, the total number of compromised machines around the globe almost equaled Belgium's or Netherlands' population. Variants B and C also included in the spreading mechanism the exploitation of the autorun function for removable drives and media, such as USB portable storage devices, CD-ROMs, and so on, and the possibility to access by brute force the insufficiently protected network shares, namely those, like I previously mentioned, those with weak passwords. As for the infection, Conficker sets up, deploys, and maintains viable self-communication between the compromised machines in order to update its components and receive commands from its creators. Conficker's initial three versions connected to a limited number of domains, around 250, in order to update. The enhancements produced in the last two variants are to be held accountable for the generation of 50,000 random domains, Conficker C and D being able to select 500 URLs and randomly check them for updates. Lastly, Conficker paralyzed defenses from its second variant. The worm began to disable Windows update and block the access to the majority of anti-malware webs. The consequence translated as total failure in getting automatic or manual updates for the installed security suites or products. Moreover, any attempt to connect to the vendors or third parties' websites in order to get these infection tools became futile, as malware creators behind Conficker update almost instantaneously the list of URLs to be blocked.
Now, with Conficker having all these variants and them being publicized in the news, is Conficker now a thing of the past now that people are more aware of it?
No, not yet. Although Microsoft offered a bounty to catch the people behind the worm, the quarterly evolution of Conficker infections reveals at least three alarming aspects, both for security community and also for computer and internet users. Malware creators do not sleep nor do they take vacations. The ingenuity and skillfulness used to create the five breeds of Conficker are the strongest evidence that malware authors are always innovative when it comes to profit. The high rate of infections also tells that the level of awareness is still low among users, not only when it comes for updating their operating systems with the latest fixes against security flaws and everything else, but even in terms of good practices, and by that I mean scanning removable devices against malware. And last but not least, many users do not know that removal tools are available and they could employ them to disinfect their systems.
So does Bitdefender expect Conficker to get worse?
Well, ultimately, Conficker acts as any other botnet. Botnet is a coined term derived from robot network. A botnet might be understood as a collection of malicious software robots, abbreviated bots, whose purpose is to run different kinds of computer applications controlled by the owner or the disseminator of the software robot source on a group of compromised computers, usually connected to the internet. From this point of view, we can only expect for worse from botnet.
In what ways does Bitdefender expect Conficker to worsen?
Well, there are quite a few ways that Conficker type of malware could become more malicious. such as corruption of defensive systems. The most dangerous aspect related to Conficker infection is that it is completely neutralizes defensive systems. In other words, any infected machine holds a huge security breach that can be exploited any time from now on. Botnets can be also used to distribute a denial of service. A botnet, which is also the case of Conficker, can be used as a tool to completely paralyze other computers over the internet through that is known as distributed denial of service. Botnets can also be used for pay-per-click systems. The purpose is to obtain financial gain by automatically visiting and clicking on a pay-per-view or pay-per-click system to actually cheat the online advertising companies and pay a sum of money for each visit or click on that page, like, for example, Google AdSense. And also keylogging, traffic monitoring, and mass identity theft. Many bots watch the keyboard activity and report the keystroke stream to their owner. Some bots have features to look for visits to particular websites where password or bank account information is entered. This allows cyber criminals to gain access to personal information and accounts belonging to thousands of people. And last but not least, there's also good old plain spamming.
So now that you provided us with all this information about the potential ways that Conficker could evolve, how could computer users make sure they're protected?
Following 5 simple rules should be enough to keep you away from any upcoming disaster. Check with your operating system provider on a regular basis. Download and install the latest security updates, malware removal tools, and as well as other patches or fixes. Install and activate a reliable password-protected anti-malware, firewall, spam filter, and parental control solution, like, of course, the ones provided by Bitdefender. Update your anti-malware, firewall, and spam filter as frequently as possible with the latest virus definitions and suspicious applications or files. Scan your system frequently, and of course, always stay informed about e-threat and security.
This is all great information. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
Well, for all the listeners out there who are infected with Conficker now, if your system has been infected, there is still hope. Check bdtools.net, download the download app removal tool, follow the instructions, and clean your system. Ideally, once you eliminate download app from your machine, you should patch your operating system with the latest updates, install and activate an anti-malware suite, and you're back in business.
Great. Thanks, Catalin. Catalin Kasoy, Bitdefender's Senior Anti-Spam Researcher. Catalin, thanks again for taking some time to talk about Conficker's past, present, and future. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Total Security Podcast Series brought to you by Bitdefender. For more information, please visit us on the web at www.bitdefender.com.